Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-97, James D. Parker.
This is the application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, dividing 4.32 acres into three lots located west of Route 409, 705.22 feet south of Route 410.
Why don't you stop and take a drink here?
It's all that.
Been a long day.
It's all happened, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, well, okay then. lucky for you. All right, is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Yes. Good evening. I'm James Parker, and I'm here tonight on behalf of Marshall Lewis and myself, asking the Planning and Zoning Commission to consider a subdivision on a main road of Lewis Road for three lots. What I'd like to say is this particular area in the last few years has developed into a nice residential community. This particular property is owned by Marshall Lewis, which is adjacent to Parker's Point, which part of that land Marshall Lewis had owned. And the area has turned into a nice custom residential area. About a year or so ago, Marshall had contacted me about wanting to sell part of the land. I came to him, and we decided to go ahead and ask the commission if they would give us three additional road lots on County Road 409. Two of the lots 14 and 15, if approved, would be 150-foot wide road frontage. Lot 16 would show at 116.97 feet. And I was made aware today by Shane Abbott that if the planning and zoning would consider approval on that lot, that we would have to go in front of the Board of Adjustment for the 116-foot lot. A couple things. First off, I have contacted Michael Shea, which is to the right of Lot 16, and he has no problem at all with that becoming a residential lot. The other thing is I have contacted DelDOT and do have approval from them for entrances for all three, if would be granted. And the area out there does have good soils, so the septics out there would be very pivotal for gravity septics. And the last thing I'd like to say is if the lots would be granted, there would be deed restrictions on the lots. The deed restrictions would be custom-built homes. Hopefully, as a builder, I would be building those homes. They would be a minimum size of 1,900 square feet, two-car garage, and nice quality type construction. Mr. Lewis is here with me tonight if you have any questions for him or if you have any questions for me. Thank you.
We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. Mr. Johnson. No, I'm sorry. Mr. Gordy.
I don't have much. So you say most these lots here are compatible with within the area now?
Yes, sir. They're all three-quarter acre lots plus.
Or plus. I guess what, lot 14, 15 share entrance? Or
yes, sir.
Got in there.
Yeah, okay. Shared entrance.
Anything else?
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Do you have a letter of septic feasibility?
No, sir, I don't. We didn't go that far because we didn't know how we'd make out here, but I can give you some points. Directly behind that is the Parker's Point subdivision, and I can tell you that all of those lots along that street there were gravity-fed lots. So I'm assuming that the soils in that area would be of consistency to that.
Mr. Parker, we typically do not render a decision until there's septic feasibility. So
I was never told that.
You might want to.
Usually on the strip lots.
Well, the strip lots, though, that's right. That's right.
Get the individual
septic. Yeah, I'm thinking subdivision, but that's right. These are amount of strip lots. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Are you done, Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Mr. Johnson.
There has been any discussion with the Shays in terms of buying a piece of their ground so you don't have to go for the Board of Adjustment?
No, sir. I will say that Mike had originally put a house up on that lot for his in-laws due to their age and stuff. And basically, I don't believe his lot has much more than 150 foot of frontage, to be honest with you.
He's right at 150 feet, Mr. Johnson.
The Shays are. Okay.
Thank you, Shane.
Okay. I have no further questions.
All right. So, Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Couts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions, but as Jimmy said, DelDOT's approved the entrance locations, and we have a copy of that approval in the file.
All right. Mr. Robertson?
No questions. Aside from, I guess, the lot size on lot 16, that's the 116.97, mainly because, I guess, Mr. Lewis, he wants to keep those structures that are there.
Yes, sir. Okay. It's part of an existing farmhouse, farms there that's been there for years.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sir. If you'll take a seat for a moment, we'll see if there's anyone here with interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-97, James D. Parker? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-97? Is there anyone on the commission that have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.